No, not really. You know, it's all learning process, growing pains. This is the best way you learn. So, you know, everything that's happened, everything that will happen, you know, just got to use it as, you know, things to learn from and grow from.
What did you take out of last week's game? What was your biggest takeaway?
We got our ass kicked. Besides that, you know, got to play better, especially at home. You know, you can't let any team, another man come to your house and, you know, have his way with you. So that's our biggest takeaway. We got to capitalize when we can to make the plays that we need to make when we can. Other than that, you know, it's really that simple.
What do you think the team's mindset is after that? Because it looks, I mean, outside looking in, it looks deflating.
We like I say every week, man, we know what we have to do. It's just about doing it each and every time. Can you do it when you're tired? Can you do it when things are not going your way? And that's just what we have to, you know, get better at. Adverse situations and, you know, making the plays that we need to make. That's really it. It's not deflating. We know we gave away some games, but, you know, we still have, you know, 3/4 of the season left to go. And, you know, those are all opportunities to win ball games. And, you know, that's how we're going to approach them. Fine-tune some things, keep getting more comfortable, and just cutting it loose.
Did you expect it to be this hard?
I'm sorry?
Did you expect it to be this hard?
When you step up a level, you know, you always, you know, expect a little challenge. I would say that, you know, it's not like overwhelming, but, you know, it's definitely, you know, the ante's definitely upped. You got good on good every week, you know, and that presents a challenge in itself. So, you know, this is what I was, you know, told it was gonna be, and this is what it is. So, but to answer your question, it's not, you know, as difficult as, you know, some may think.
Given your history at Michigan, that offense, you know, a little bit of a drumbeat in town about seeing you on offense, is that totally a non-issue within the team?
You probably have to, you know, talk to Coach Jackson about that. I just do what I'm told to the best of my ability.
Jabril, we were just talking to Jason Forty, and he was talking about how he was with the Titans in 2009. They started out 0-6, then won 8 of their last 10.
Yep.
Do you feel like this team can get something going and get on a little run?
Oh, yeah, I definitely always feel that way, especially with the guys we have here. Once we put it all together, you know, we're a pretty damn good football team. We're not you know, focus on the past. It was what it was. There's nothing we can do to change it right now. The only goal in this league is to have one more point than the other team. If you don't do that, you know, nothing else matters. So all that matters is going forward, we get, you know, what is it, 13 more opportunities to, you know, win a ball game and get this taste out of our mouth, and we're going to, you know, going to take full advantage to do so.
Does it feel like you're learning new stuff about the free safety position every week?
Every week, every day, you learn something new. It's just all a growing process. So definitely you learn something new every week, not just about your position, but just about, you know, football in general. You know, you try to just learn as much as you can, you know, be a student of the game and apply it.
Now that you've faced good quarterbacks already, Ben and Joe and Andy, but Josh McCown's been in the league for a long time.
Yep.
You've seen everything. I mean, you see a guy that you got to make sure he's not trying to kind of manipulate you.
Yep.
So he can take advantage.
Yep. They have a very good, scheme that they do with him. You know, they got great athletes around him. And they're running the ball very well. And anytime you can run the ball well in this league, you know, you got opportunity to win. I think what they're doing for him and those guys over there has been working for him. It presents some problems, but, you know, if you're good with your eye discipline, you're good at reading your keys, you know, each and every down, you should be okay.
I know you're obviously on different sides of the ball, but do you and Deshaun talk about, you know, coming in together and what this first couple of weeks has been like?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Keep each other's spirits
absolutely. You know, we both know we haven't been, you know, playing the way we need to be playing to help this team win ball games. But like I said, man, you just can't ever waver. You know, I tell him, you know, we're going to ride with you regardless. You know, we know mistakes are going to be made, but that's what you got the defense for, you know. So, yeah, we share those talks, you know, a lot, just about how can we do better, you know. You know, what am I noticing from him, you know, from a defensive standpoint that, you know, he can apply to his game to, you know, help change some things, even if it's, you know, make a guy take an extra step. You know, that's an extra step later he is to the ball. You know, so just things like that, you know, and vice versa. You know, we just got to start playing better. That's the bottom line. You know, we both have big roles on our team. And, you know, we gotta start playing better.
How much of a boost do you think Miles will bring if he can get back on the field this week?
Oh, you know, any of the guys we got, you know, hurt right now will bring a big boost. But definitely having Miles back will definitely, you know, not only give us, you know, a boost of energy, but, you know, just one step closer into, you know, finalizing this puzzle that we have. You know, we got to get a lot of guys healthy. But definitely when Miles get back, it's going to open up a lot of things for a lot of people because that's the guy you got to account for. So, you know, that's definitely something that we're looking forward to.
The touchdown to AJ, that's a tough matchup for anybody, no matter how many years you've been playing. Is there anything different you could have done under?
Here's one thing different, you know, just as far as a film standpoint wise. You know, when normally he was in the slot, he was running corners. But when it got in that empty kind of look, I thought he was going to try to run a little quick over that he scored on last week because they know that we played a similar defense down there in the red zone too. But, you know, Dalton has seen, you know, we were in an all-out blitz. Brought a guy back in to pick it up. And normally, you know, we like making a quarterback play guessing game, so we'll check right along with him. But, you know, we didn't get the check in time. You know, they ran a zero beater. You know, not too much. You know, I could have really done there. It was a great route, great ball, great catch. I mean, those guys get paid, too. You know, you got to take it on the chin. It is what it is. You know, so that's just all that was. You know, great route, great catch.
So you guys check out of that if you want to? I mean, are you
Yeah, the mics have, gotcha. Mics have all power, yeah.
Right. And it was just instantaneous.
Yeah. So. Mm-hmm.
Talked to you a couple weeks ago about, you know, the learning the transition in the punt return game and reading hang time and where they are. Are you still trying to kind of find your comfort zone and your comfort level in that regard?
You know, I'll say yeah and no. Yeah, because, you know, I'm not getting as many opportunities as I thought I would. You know, and opportunity brings experience. So, you know, when you haven't been kicked to in a while and, you know, you finally get a kick to you, you know, it was just a, you know, it is what it is. Fair court, correct? Yeah. Thought I was a little bit further than what I was. Seen a gunner flash. But it wasn't a great kick, so, you know, I should have known anyway. You know, so it is what it is. You know, you live and you learn. Just gonna be back there patient because, you know, I know I'm gonna get a lot more opportunities. Just gotta make the most out of it.
Did you get to know Jamal Adams before the draft?
Yeah, we played at the Under Armour All-American game together back in the high school days. He tried to get me to commit to LSU, but him almost had me. But, you know, yeah, we pretty good friends, I would say.
What do you think of him as a player? He's off to a pretty good start.
Oh, yeah, he's having a hell of a year so far. You know, he's around the ball, making plays, both behind the line, you know, showing great range. So I think they're doing a, you know, great job utilizing him and, you know, letting his skill set show.
know you study offenses mostly, but do you look at other safeties?
I pay close attention to, you know, safeties in my draft class, safeties before me, and then, you know, other guys who I, you know, looked at before, you know, I got drafted, so definitely.